A very warm welcome to the Harrogate Family Law Show. I'm James Stanley, joined in the studio by Claudia from Harrogate Family Law. Thank you once again for joining us. Another month has gone by.
I know. Can you believe it? And you know what that means?
Oh.
Another month closer to Christmas, James.
This year, I was just having this discussion earlier, this year has just disappeared, hasn't it?
It's just flown.
So quickly.
Flown.
So quickly. So we're going to have a look at a few different areas today, including mediation, the qualifications mediators have, legal advice, and if it's compulsory. So we'll start by asking the question today, Claudia. What is mediation?
Seems like the right starting point, James. So mediation is where a trained mediator, a good one, helps you to resolve disputes regarding any kind of relationship issues that you might face as a separating couple. And it can be for arrangements for children, but it can also be for finances and couples that aren't married. And what you'll find is that a mediator will meet with you, mm-hmm. meet with your ex, and they'll do that separately, first of all. What they want to work out is actually whether your case is suitable for mediation. Mm. And if they think it's suitable, and if you want to go ahead with it, then you, your ex-partner and the mediator will begin by having sessions together and hopefully reaching an agreement.
So mediators, they won't take sides, will they?
No, they're absolutely neutral. They equally, because they're neutral, cannot give legal advice. And we'll come on to the importance of legal advice in a moment. But it does mean that they are absolutely neutral and they can favour neither party.
So if the process is happening and some advice is needed to be found, to be got, what happens with the process then?
Yeah, absolutely important that if you do want to get legal advice, then you can actually just kind of pause the process. The process can go on hold because, and we'll discuss this more, mediation is an entirely voluntary process. Mm-hmm. So if you get to the point where you think, oh, look, this isn't working for me, or if you think this is working, but I'm not quite sure if the deal we're coming to is exactly what I want, then that's absolutely the right time to go off and get some legal advice, make sure you really understand what you're committing to, mm-hmm. And then you can restart mediation. Or equally, you could say, actually, no, I don't like this process. Let's stop mediation now.
So if you do go through mediation, what qualifications does a mediator have?
Well, the first starting point is that you have to be very careful to make sure that you've chosen a mediator that does have qualifications. You want to check their credentials, as with any professional that mm-hmm. you use. Check them out, make sure they are what they say they are. What you want to make sure is that the mediator is a member of the Family Mediation Council, and they are the body that coordinates, regulates, develops standards for family mediators. And the Family Mediation Council, kind of they're central to ensuring that the public can confidently access the mediation system. So really, they're really aimed at you guys out there to make sure that you understand the mediation system and that mediators reach the right standards. Mm. We'd also say at Harrogate Family Law that it's a good idea to get a mediator who's trained as a solicitor and who's also resolution trained. Harrogate Family Law, all our solicitors are members of Resolution, who are a body who are committed to resolving disputes in a way that is constructive and non-confrontational. So you can appreciate that actually you'd really want your mediator to be like that as well.
Yeah, you don't want any confrontations from your mediator, do you?
No, you do not. Not what you need.
Set things up. So coming up, we're going to talk about legal advice and to find out if it's compulsory as well. That's all coming up on the Harrogate Family Law Show.